Fred Film Radio, in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, with the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Thank you for being here to this presentation session about Italy and the opportunity it gives to film productions, in particular for foreign producers. And let me introduce you Ferdinando Pastore, who is the director of the Italian Trade Agency, the office in London. And he will welcome you, and then we will follow on with other speakers. Thank you for being here.
Buongiorno, thank you very much for coming. I feel more or less to be on stage at the moment, so welcome everybody here. So I've said I am the director of the Italian Trade Agency here in London. Italian Trade Agency is the agency of the Italian government that is providing information, assistance, services and promotional activities in favor of our small and medium enterprises whenever they are on need to approach foreign markets. So here today are to present Italy like a place to film, maybe the best place to film, why not? So we are here just to promote our land. This is a part of a very articulated program that is aimed to support the activity in the field of audiovisual and multimedia industries, just to support the sales and the distribution of the Italian films and audiovisual abroad, and foster the co-production, promotes Italy as a film-making destination, and works to attraction TV and world investments. Of course, we are doing a lot of activity all around the world. We just help Italian Film and TV Festival to grow internationally. We support many festivals and all around the world with many initiatives, more than 20. I just was looking at the program in Europe, in Asia, and North and South America. And for this reason, apart the our central office in Rome that is coordinating all the promotional activity and the programs, and thank you to Monica Tonus that is working in our department for audiovisual, we have specific offices in the world, in our network. They are dealing more concentrated on the activities of multimedia and industry activity promotion, like in Toronto, in Los Angeles, in Shanghai, Berlin, Paris, and Buenos Aires. Here, in all these activities are born in a very consolidated collaboration between our organization, our agency, the Ministry of Economic Development, and the Ministry of Cultural Activities, the MIBAC, Cinecittà Luce, and the Italian Film Commission. Today here we have 14 of these film commission, and I think it will be most interesting to understand what is going on and what is the content of the new website, the new application, Italy for Movies. In these days, what we do, we organize the commercial, they say, the business part of our activities, just to connect the potential offer and the demand. So we will have many business-to-business meetings today and tomorrow. And I really hope that you will enjoy the activity that we'll be presenting. Thank you very much.
Hello, thank you for being here. I'm Stefania Politi. I'm here with the task to give you an idea in behalf of all the Italian Film Commission of possibilities and opportunities that you can find in our country for your production project. Wherever you decide to come in Italy, you find beautiful, wonderful, iconic location where you can set your project, but as well, you can find high-skilled film commissions with very well-trained human resources. Moreover, I want to underline the availability of many different conspicuous regional funds and cash rebates. They are a lot, and you can find for sure your cup of tea. In the last years, we have been accustomed to work with huge, important, somehow complicated international production all over Italy. So wherever you decide to go, you can feel safe to find the answer you are looking for. Now, let me bring you in a brief excursus through our country. Imagine, starting from the northwest of Italy, beautiful regions, with wonderful Alps mountains, with castles, with pristine environment and beautiful landscapes, but also with metropolis or iconic cities. I'm talking about Valle d'Aosta, Piemonte, with Turin, and their clever and long-time skilled film commission. Then we have Milan, city of fashion and culture, with Lombardia and the romantic lakes region. Keeping going on, we are in northeast of Italy, and we find Alto Adige and Trentino, with their beautiful Dolomites mountain, plus a special sensibility for Grinsett. Then we have Friuli Venezia Giulia with the incredible Trieste harbor, and Veneto with a unique Venice. Then we go again back on the west side, and we find Liguria, overlooking the Tyrrhenian Sea, with harbors, marinas, coves and villages for lovers and poets. Then we go in the center of our country, where you can find Umbria, the beautiful green heart of Italy, and Toscana with Florence and the other ancient cities, the Renaissance places and the tender hills. Emilia-Romagna, that is so full of capabilities and history, such as the famous Cineteca di Bologna, and with a skilled film commission. They are all together working for the next year Fellini anniversary, just to mention something. We keep going and we find Roma, our capital city, with Lazio, that is the main district of audiovisual industry in Italy, with the well-known Cinecittà studios. And then we get to Marche, a wonderful, peaceful place, full of amazing and various locations. And then we are in Abruzzo, mountains, national park, and so on. We reach Campania with Naples, an incredible sight, so beautiful and so reliable. Just to mention a recent experience I saw, my brilliant friends, the huge production that they hosted so well, together with other important sets. And then we have Puglia. They have beautiful location, funds, and they are very well-trained people. And then we have Calabria, that is a surprise with Basilicata, because they don't have just incredible, beautiful and astonishing places. Let me mention Matera, Stone Town and Pollino Natural Park, but they do have also efficient film commission. And then we arrived in Sicily, one of our wonderful large islands with a lot of archaeological sites, wonderful cities, wonderful weather. And then Sardinia. Sardinia is really another great chance for everybody. They are an isle, but in the last few years they are so well connected, becoming a new surprising reality for audiovisual companies coming from all over the world. At the end of this brief tour through Italy, just to resume, in our country you can find wonderful locations, high-skilled professionals, very well-trained human resources, interesting tax incentives, and a wide range of regional funds. We can provide you any further information. We are here at your disposal. Or you can find them in Italian website or on Italy for Movies. Come in Italy, the place to film. Thank you. And now I introduce Andrea Spagna from Cinecittà Luce, the famous studios.
Thank you, Stefania. Hi, I'm Andrea Spagna, and I'm here to share some important update regarding Cinecittà. I mean, I guess most of you knows the name Cinecittà, because Cinecittà is an icon. It's a very strong name, strong brand, known all over the world for its great past and its great glory. For a filmmaker, it's considered the temple of cinema, because more than 3,000 movies has been shot in Cinecittà, more than 50 have won an Academy Award. The first good news is that 2 years back, the government decided to buy and to make Cinecittà Studio again public under the governance of Istituto Luce. This was very, very important because the government realized that in this booming global production market, if you want to compete internationally with the other country, you need a stunning location, you need a competitive incentive, but you need also efficient facilities. So they started an important investment plan, updating all the facility and adding new spaces. The good, and thanks to this revival and this very positive market trend, in the 2018 we host a very, very important production and big names. To say someone, the name of the Rose of Giacomo Battiato, the two Pope of Fernando Meirelles, and Six Underground as well of Michael Bay that are next and are coming out on these days, but also the new Pope, Catch 22 of George Clooney, and the new Pope of the Sorrentino second series. To show you how what we make at Cinecittà and how we assist our client, we have a short clip I would like to show you. So this is what we do at Cinecittà and what we can offer today. We have several sound stages, 19 with different size, from 5,000 square meter to the big one, the Fellini Stage 5, of 30,000. We have a very large back lot of 1 million square feet, and we have four permanent sets that are made by our artisanal, and one is the Anzio Rome, the other one is the balcony of St. Peter, where they shot the two Pope and the new Pope Sorrentino. But maybe differently from most of the studio, we can count of our internal department of set construction that is famous from all the huge sets they made in the past and now. And also we are investing heavily to be competitive and to get also in our laboratory of post-production, video and audio. But to be and to play a leader role in this market, we know that we need to add more capacity, because international production need a big space to build an important set. So we are very happy to have the approval last month for the building the two new large stages. The one will start the construction hopefully in the first quarter of this year. And also we want to complete our offer, investing in the latest technology like an underwater an indoor water tank and a permanent 360 green screen studio. Also to do technical services like 3D scanning, prototype and photo capturing. So we are not doing only a facelift or we are getting a new dress, but we are trying to also change our skin. So we are working hard to become more simple, more transparent, more easy and fast with all our stakeholders. We change and rethink our commercial policy in order to be more flexible. And also we build up a new website, which is an interactive portal to make the life of producer easier, where you can find all the information on our space with all the technical specification. I will leave you with another short promo, that is our rebranding promo. We are, I think, is a tribute to the art of filmmaking and is a good expression of this new life at Cinecittà.
What's in a movie? A scribble made on paper. The urge to fix an idea and to not let it go. An empty soundstage with its infinite possibilities. What's in a movie? A pact of mutual trust between directors, actors, craftsmen. Each one of them working with the same dream in mind. To leave a lasting footprint. To say, I was there too. Some say films are short-lived. But they're not. After all, the movies we make are not intended for us. They are for the generations to come. To tell them the story of who we were, what we believed in. Let us tell this story together.
Thank you for your time and attention, and I leave the floor to Iole Giannattasio from Minister of Culture.
Grazie, Andrea. Hello everyone. Scusa. Hello everyone, benvenuti in Italia. I'm here to talk to you about the money, the funding. I hope that will keep your interest up during this presentation. So here we go. I'll just be very quick in just introducing you to the fact that you might know already that Italy is one of the big production countries in Europe. So we have overall box office that it's almost around 600 million euros per year, and a market share that it's now at 23%. It was higher in the past. We're trying to bring it up again. We produce around 200 feature films per year, and we have quite an interesting amount of it of co-productions, but this is what we're also trying to increase with our fundings. The overall fundings we have as a national state fund, it's around 500 million euros, also combined with the regional funds that Stefania was mentioning before, that it's awarded by the regional funds themselves or the film commissions. So, well, who we are the Italian Ministry of Culture, and we're also the ones who are managing the National Film Fund. We don't have a separate agency. It's the same entity who is making the regulations and actually granting the fundings. The National Film Fund, by law, has a minimum amount per year of 400 million euros. This is a minimum amount. We already know, for instance, this year it has gone beyond 500 million euros, so it's quite a big budget we have, and we grant it for all sections of the film industry, so starting from writing, development, production, distribution, international distribution, and what goes under the umbrella of promotion, dissemination, which means from festivals to cinema theaters. To give you a summary of how our funding works, I have it divided into four sections, let's say the four pillars of our fundings. So we have selective contributions, which is obviously what you can infer from the name. It's contributions given by a film committee made of experts that make discretional decisions based on the quality of the project. This is a smaller amount of the whole film funding, 35 million euros, more or less. But the biggest chunk goes to the tax credit, and we'll see afterwards how it works more in details. Then we have automatic contributions. This is contributions that go to companies based on their track records, so based on the previous successes of their productions. And by success, and I don't only mean the economic successes, but also the cultural and the artistic outcome of the previous productions, the awards they won, the countries they've reached, and so on and so forth. And then these are the contributions to film promotion, so mainly festivals and other activities that might not be your focus now here. So back to tax credit. As you see, we have tax credit for lots of different activities, but I will focus now on the production ones because I guess this is what you're interested into. So production tax credit is 30% rate of all the eligible expenses. And this is always the case if the production is a film, it's a feature film released in theaters. In the case of works that are intended for TV or for web dissemination, then the rate ranks from 15 to 30%. But bear in mind that in case of an international co-production, the rate is always 30%, because we are encouraging co-productions, giving them advantages in all our schemes. And we'll see it afterwards even better. Foreign works, by foreign works, we mean all the works that don't have Italian nationality. So we don't include in foreign works minority or majority co-productions. These for us are national films, and they can have access to this tax credit. A foreign work, it's a work that is produced and made entirely by a foreign company that comes to Italy either to shoot, even just one day shooting, or to post-produce. Then those expenses incurred in Italy through an Italian line producer, they have access to 30% tax credit as well. And this is always the case, whatever the kind of product is. So it might be a film, a TV series, or a series for the platforms. Here I listed very shortly what are the advantages for co-productions. As I mentioned before, we're trying to increase as much as possible our international cooperation. So in every scheme we have put in place, there are some bonuses if the project is a co-production. So in the case of tax credit, if the in case of an international co-production, as it happens always, the eligible amount, the eligible costs are the ones within the Italian share. But if the Italian producer is spending an amount that is exceeding his share, so it's spending an amount that is in charge of the foreign producer, but it's acting as his line producer for that amount, then also that amount that is actually on the foreign share, it's eligible to tax credit. This makes it possible for the foreign producer as well, if he's spending in Italy, to also have access indirectly to the tax credit that I remind you is 30%. This other one I've mentioned already. So in the case of a co-production, even if it's a TV series or a series for a platform, the share, the rate is always 30%. In the selective support scheme, so the one that is decided based on the quality, mainly the quality of the script, the vision of the director, the usual criteria that works in every selective scheme, well, in the case of co-productions, we have an amount of automatic points. So the decision is discretional, but there are extra points automatically given if the film is a co-production. In that case, if the co-production is with a country that is not an EEA member, the points are even higher. So this obviously doesn't cut the decision. Of course, still you have to go through the process of the film experts that will assess your project, but you have a kick that sends you higher in the ranking. Also, talking about co-productions, we realized that we had a need to increase our minority co-productions, because up until now we haven't done as many as it would be fit for a country like Italy. So just this year we have established a fund, a selecting fund for minority co-productions only. I will give you the overall details of this fund. To access it, the Italian share has to be at least 20% in the case of a bilateral co-production, or 10% in the case of a multilateral co-production. It's for films only, so for projects that are in the end released theatrically. The budget for this year has been 5 million euros that has been split in two calls, 2.5 million each call. It's an assessment that is purely selective. So again, a film committee assessing the projects. The eligible projects are long-length feature films, animations, and documentary. By long length, in Italy, we mean feature films that are longer than 52 minutes. The beneficiary would be the Italian production company, so the minority partner. And the contribution shall not exceed 60% of the eligible costs within the Italian share. The maximum contribution is up to 300,000 euros. It's a non-repayable grant, so we don't recoup it. It's once you have it, you have, of course, to report how you spend it, but you don't have to give it back, so it's particularly convenient. And there is an obligation of territorial spending that it's 80% of the contribution. So if the contribution is the highest, 300,000 euros, 80% of that has to be spent in Italy. Let me just clarify what we mean by spent in Italy. It means either spent physically on the Italian territory or by hiring crew members, artists, cast and crews that pay taxes in Italy, even if they're working abroad. Finally, as a main requirement to access to this funding, at the moment of the deadline, the majority partner has to prove that at least 50% of his financial plan is confirmed. We also have several bilateral funds with specific countries. You can see them listed there. Most of them are co-development funding. So for co-productions that are developed at an early stage together with one of these countries. But with France, we've just launched a co-production fund as well. So with France, the co-productions that are either in development stage or in production stage can access to a fund just intended for them. And obviously, Italy is also part of Eurimage, of Quiti Europe Media, and Ibermedia. So all the co-productions that involve those countries are eligible if they're Italian. We also have fundings for international distribution. They're just briefly listed here, but we fund distribution in foreign countries, supporting directly the local distributor. We support Italian producers to bring their films to film markets, to film festivals, to market and festivals for the audiovisual sector. And we support our producers to access to training workshops and to co-production markets. Finally, where you can find all this information I've been giving you, but also Stefania has been giving you, we have created a website, and by we, I mean MIBAC, the Ministry of Culture, Italian Film Commissions, and Istituto Lucio Cinecittà, so the entities you've been seeing here, with the support of the Italian Trade Agency. So all of us, we came together and we created this web portal, Italy for Movies, where you can find very clearly not only all the informations about our funding, I mean the national and the regional funding, but you can also find a wonderful database of our stunning locations, very easy to consult based on keywords. And from this year, we also have an app you can download on your smartphone, so you can not only use it as a film producer, but in case you're a tourist lost in Wanderlust in Italy, you can use, and a cinephile, obviously, you can use it also to visit areas of Italy and find the links to the films that were shot there, inspired by the locations. I will finish. I'm sorry for being that long, but I had a lot of funding information to give you with a promo of the app that you can download on your smartphone. Thank you for your attention.
This program has been produced in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, thanks to the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.